We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're pleased to be joined here today by Manhattan Catholic Schools Principal Scott Holsoff. We've also got Josh Snyder, who's the new principal over at Flint Hills Christian School. And we're talking a lot about events going on, fundraising efforts. And I understand during the break, Scott, that you had a pretty good fundraiser yourself recently.
Yeah, we had our auction last Friday. It was fantastic. Thanks, Dave, for DJing. We made budget. We raised what we thought we would and a little bit more. We raised $36,000 for a fund of need, which was security efforts at Manhattan Catholic. We're getting all the doors changed for our security procedures so they can lock from the inside. We're putting interior and exterior cameras in and inside and outside of the buildings to monitor activity. And then if we have enough money, we're going to put an access control entry system in. And that way we can track whoever's in the building. We have a lot of usage from school and church and organizations around town that rent our facilities out. So it'll be a fantastic upgrade.
That is a lot of money, $36,000. What a great opportunity for your school.
Absolutely.
Well, and obviously security's of the utmost importance. You got to protect the kids and the teachers and everyone else. And I understand there's some changes going on at Flint Hills Christian School as well.
Yeah, I might actually bring up about our vision dinner that we had most recently to kind of kick off our capital campaign. And that was, a good 3 weeks ago. We had a dinner and had some of our donors come to share with them our unveiling of our projects that we're planning on doing here in the future that I was talking about earlier. And we brought in $52,000 to kind of help just begin this process of capital campaign. So we were really excited. We exceeded our goal in doing that. So we see a lot of good things coming from that. In addition to that, we are going to be updating our logo, and you haven't seen it yet, but it's on its way, and we're going to have that on our website, and you're going to see it soon. So I just say stay tuned. We already have the logo, and actually Isaiah Choma here, my student here, principal shadow for the day, he actually got to see it. So I think he's one of the only students to see it so far. So exciting for him.
Well, that's great. And Isaiah playing principal for the day.
Yep, exactly.
He's featured on your Facebook page today. Are you okay talking on the radio a little bit?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you appreciate going to Flint Hills Christian School.
Hi, I'm Isaiah Choma. I am a sophomore at Flint Hills Christian School. I have been going since I was a kindergartner, and I like going to Flint Hills because the really close ratio with the students and the teachers. It's about 11 to 1, so you're able to really connect with the teachers, and they actually care about your lives, and they care what's going on, and so they ask you how you are, and they want to develop a closer relationship with you. So I really like that.
Great. And what's it like being principal for the day?
I like missing class. So.
Typical, yes. any career plans after high school? What do you want to do with your life?
I want to become a biochemical engineer. I really like animals, and so I wanted to become a chemical engineer, but since I like animals, I wanted to incorporate animals into chemical engineering. So I was like, hey, why not biochemical engineering? So I really like to milk a snake, because that would be fun.
Milk a snake. Wow. We talk about snakes a lot here, Dave and I do, and that is not a topic that has come up before, milking snakes. I don't know how you do that. Well, that's great. And, you know, we have a pretty good school right here in town that you could be looking at after high school. So, well, good luck to you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Well, and you know, when you hear stories like that, Josh, it's got to put a smile on your face.
It does, because, you know, I had no idea he was going to be talking on the radio. He had no idea. So that was from the heart.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's fantastic. And you have some other events coming up here. I seen, just kind of looking at your social media, you got a fundraiser at Chick-fil-A coming up.
We do. I don't know what day it is. Oh, you're the one on Facebook here. Yeah. But yes, we do. That's going to be just for our general fund. We're excited to do those kinds of things, because it's really easy to come out and, you know, to support our school and say, hey, I have to eat dinner, right? Yeah. So I'm bringing my family there. So just you know, if you want to support the school, just say, hey, I'm here with Flint Hills Christian School to support their endeavors, and we will get a portion of that back.
All right, and businesses do this all the time for different schools in the area. That's October 22nd coming up here.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And Scott, anything else you'd like to highlight here?
Sure. We have our spaghetti dinner November 19th. It'll be 5 to 7 at the St. Thomas More Utopia Room. It's $8 for all you can eat pasta, so you can buy the tickets online. We won't be here in November, but we have our Buttons and Bows Arts and Craft Fair. You know, it's the biggest in a four-state area, so it's November 9th, and we're gearing up for that. It's always a very busy but exhilarating day. So come on out if you need Christmas presents.
All right. And, I don't think I remember. I think I was here for it last year, but I don't remember. So a lot of folks attend that each year?
Yeah, we'll have about 170 crafters there, and we'll fill both school buildings and a church basement. So, it's always a fun time.
We talked about new logos here for Flint Hills Christian School. I saw that the bus at Manhattan Catholic School is getting a facelift, too.
We did. We just picked it up this morning. So we have to take the other bus in at the end of the month. And we want to thank Thomas Sines for doing that. They've been great supporters for us. But when I was coming over, I stopped by it. It's just a fantastic look. So we'll get the other one done. You'll see it driving around town. We transport our students for athletics and then child care, and then the summer program is what we really needed them for. But, they're fantastic. Look good. Good advertisement.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Again, Scott Holsoff and Josh Snyder joining us here on In Focus here, Manhattan Catholic Schools, Flint Hills Christian Schools joining us. I guess almost halfway through the semester. Any dates of note that people should know about, maybe where there's no school or breaks coming up?
Yes, teacher work day next Friday, and then the following Friday we have parent teacher conferences, and then that Monday we are off for a conference comp day. I think it's Friday the 28th or Monday the 28th. And that's the days that I know off the top of my head.
I know that we have no school on Friday, October 25th, and that's a day to let the teachers have off because they have late night on Thursday because we have parent-teacher conferences. I think that's the biggest one to let the community know.
All right. Well, you know, we got changing weather coming up here. Tomorrow's going to be a lot colder than it was today. And it won't be too long before we're talking snow. What is the typical policy here for closures with your two schools? Do you guys follow what Manhattan does?
I'm in contact with USD 383 personnel. They go out they call me and tell me what they're going to do, and then I have to make a decision for the school in consultation with Father Kerry Neinemeyer. Typically, we do follow what USD 383 does because we get busing services from them, and so we kind of follow suit with them. Not always, but typically. And so sometimes we'll just put everything together, Manhattan Public and Manhattan Catholic School.
And I know we haven't crossed that bridge yet, Josh, but do you have a plan in place there?
We definitely do. So, first of all, I can't believe we're talking about snow. Can I just?
Yeah.
But since we are on the topic, yes, we usually will follow suit with the school district. We do send out a text message to all of our families. As well, we will put it on our Facebook page. And I think those are the two really important places to look. Of course, our website as well.
All right. Well, that's good for us because we are usually the ones who pass along that information to a lot of folks too. So
yes.
We'll get some contacts written down here before you guys leave here today. Anything else going on that we should know about?
I know that we have a family movie night coming up on November 9th. It's going to be at 6 p.m. And I'm really excited about this. This isn't our normal school event because we want to open it up to the community. We felt that it was important to open our doors at some point here in the fall to let any families come in to at least see what our school is like. They can see the campus. They can watch a movie. So we're asking our students to bring a friend, or for a family to bring a family that doesn't go to our school. And so we're opening it up for that. We want it just to be a building community night, positive, Christ-centered atmosphere. So we're looking forward to just showing a movie. We're going to be unveiling our logo that night as well to our current families. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Gaga Ball before. So if you're under 18, you probably know what Gaga Ball is. It's a really fun activity that we have that we play out on the playground, and our students are really, they are good at it. I barely know how to play, but I get a little scared being in the pit with them because it's kind of like a little octagonal pit. So we're going to be having a tournament at 5 p.m., right before the movie. All ages are invited. All levels of expertise are invited as well. So it's just going to be a fun community building night.
Very good. That's always important. And, you know, family, community, that's a couple of the key pillars here in a faith-based education. All right. Well, again, if anyone wants more information on your fundraisers, where can they find that information at?
They can go to our website. We have and just go to the calendar, and all of our dates are on there.
Okay.
Same for us, fhcsks.org.
All right. Again, Josh Snyder and Scott Holsoff, and our thanks also to Isaiah. Isaiah, what's your last name again?
Choma.
Choma, okay. Thank you so much for being here and sharing that story. That was, again, unscripted. That was from the heart. So kudos to you guys. Appreciate you coming on, and nice to meet you, Josh.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, that'll do it here for In Focus today, Dave. Back to you.
All right, thank you much. And make sure you join us tomorrow here, News Radio KMAN. In Focus, we'll feature tomorrow discussion about K-State homecoming. Taryn Walters will be here. And then we'll have three segments to talk with a man named Victor Zarnecki, who will be talking about an issue that's dear to him, about men who are exposed to radiation in the Marshall Islands and Bikini Island in the Pacific. That should be some very interesting and, historical discussion. That's tomorrow on KMAN. Clark Howard comes up after the news, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick, The Game, and don't forget tonight, we have Coach Chris Kleiman. The Chris Kleiman Show will be here at News Radio KMAN, and that is live from Power Cats Sports Bar and Grill. So that is the plan for the day here at News Radio KMAN. Thank you again for tuning in and joining us. Tomorrow also brings us Blueville's Horticulture Hints. We'll have that on the air for you tomorrow at the 10 a.m. hour.